seen what I've seen. I'm 50 years old. I know what I've seen.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All right, Steiny and Giddings today. It's a Friday.
Hell yeah. Thank God.
We did have something on the vine that we were going to talk about. And I really was thinking we might, but I've come to the conclusion that I don't think it matters anymore.
Well, you have to explain what it was.
Well, I will. But
I put so many brilliant things on there that it's almost disrespectful of you to not bring it to the show.
By the way, and now I'll forget what I was going to say first. Have you ever noticed, have you looked at resumes lately or gone on to LinkedIn? And listen, I'm happy here, don't get me wrong, but I like to check in on LinkedIn.
Sure.
Since when, you know how they usually say, like, you know, you can type 50 words a minute, you can write a story on deadline.
What kind of special skills column do you have?
My point is when did it become a character storyteller? Apparently, if you're a storyteller, that's like you can get a job.
Yeah, you're well-versed in oral tradition.
But, well, I'm a storyteller.
Yeah, so start tooting your own horn, storyteller.
I can tell a story, but I never knew that was the number one thing companies out there are looking for.
What, is that? Is that a job listing, storyteller for $80K a year?
If you go on to LinkedIn and search for storyteller, you will find that word in many resumes of people who want jobs, and you will find that word in many job descriptions. Descriptions. I'm just saying.
Well, it sounds like you need to update your resume.
Oh, we'll see. I'm in a good spot here at 95.7 The Game, though. Anyway, no, what I was going to say is...
Well, okay. Okay. First of all, why are you on LinkedIn so much? Not for yourself, of course. It's for, you know, your daughters or...
You know what? I'll be honest.
Valuable employees.
You know, you hit the nail on the head. I don't like to toot my own horn at all. But a lot of people want to link with me. That's why I go on.
Do you already have 500 plus?
I don't know.
Or whatever the amount of link. I'm honestly, I don't really use social media much except for, I don't know, self-promotion.
I'm just saying. Anybody out there need a storyteller? We all need a side hustle, right? I mean, we all need a side hustle in this day and age.
Yeah, you're telling me. So, it's like a requirement for people my age. That's why the other day when you asked me when I was going to retire, I'm not. I will never be able to retire.
Yeah. You hate to see it.
No, well, yeah, you do.
No, listen, I do not.
I mean, Scully didn't retire up until he was like 88.
And the guy who should retire, they're asking back.
Who?
In New York. Okay, so.
Oh.
What did I do wrong?
Get off Sterling.
Yeah, I don't want to necessarily get into this, but you did bring it up. On the vine, and because I didn't see it, so Curry talked last night at the Democratic National Convention, or he videoed something and they played it.
Yeah, he sent a video and then they played it. I think they kind of hyped it up like there was a surprise guest from somewhere in the Golden State, and then a video played on the big board of the DNC and he was saying, you know, get out there and vote, and we support, and okay, all the rest.
So. And I remember when Kerr came out, I guess, on Tuesday, I saw somebody and a few people.
Curry was not in person.
Right.
Kerr was.
When Kerr was in person, I saw a lot of people say, boy, Kerr lost a lot of fans last night. You know what? And I mean this. I don't think people care anymore.
About what?
About Curry doing that, Steve Kerr doing what he did, Popovich who does what he did. I'll say it, too. Harrison Butker. Like, who? You know who Tim Thomas is?
The former forward for the Suns?
No, he was a goalie for the Boston Bruins who didn't go to the White House after they won to see Obama.
I know Tim Howard.
You know, you ever heard of Mary Lou Retton?
Nope.
Are you serious?
Should I know who that is, Ken?
Wow.
Great Olympian.
And you're...
No.
One leg.
I have blind spots, all right?
Okay. Anyway, she was an Olympic...
I don't know everything.
Olympic gold medalist. She did the Pledge of Allegiance at the 2004 Republican convention.
That's probably why I don't know her.
Tim Tebow. Kurt Schilling. No, nobody cares. Like, nobody cares. And I'll tell you how I know this. Because I remember about 35 years ago, Bruce Springsteen came out and endorsed somebody, probably a Democrat. And I was, that's big. The Boss. Nobody cares. Nobody cares about that.
Well, clearly they do.
It shouldn't offend you. It should not offend you.
That I agree with. And number one, it's not courageous at all. It's not, no athlete or entertainer or anybody who has no right to be in a political realm, nobody's putting themselves out on a limb by saying, go vote for whoever. But what they are doing, Steiny, because you brought this to the air, is they are highlighting a particular candidate or in general that you should go be a part of our political system and vote, which I do agree with. So the fact that Curry, like, I don't care who he endorsed. I don't care, you know, who a particular player on the Niners, if they showed up at the RNC or whatever. I don't care who they endorse. But the fact that we're talking about it means that they are highlighting something which is important, which is to vote for what you believe in. I mean, I think that's important for most Americans.
But, yeah, but as it relates to Curry, okay, so what do we know about Curry? All right, we know how he feels about, let's put it this way, we know who he's going to vote for. Okay, we know that. But we also know something about Curry, too, that he's religious. I mean, he's a Christian. That's a fact.
Loves JC.
And my point is that I admire that, I guess, I respect that. I don't care. You know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to use somebody's views from both sides of the aisle to make it clear that I don't care either way. You know what I mean? Like, Curry's religion and spirituality may lead you to believe that he's more of a conservative. Okay, so what? He believes in God. It's great.
Well, no,
a lot of people do.
But I think a lot of people believe that there's a right and a wrong side, though. So I think when you hear, you know, someone endorsing a particular candidate, you associate them with that candidate's beliefs and views, or a lot of people do. Like, I don't care who Curry is endorsing. You know, I saw the headline this morning that he was at the DNC, and good for him. But it's not going to influence the way that I vote. And I think it sounds like what you're trying to get at. No matter who's speaking,
right,
should not influence the way that you lean politically. Like, you should be able to make your own decision based on an individual, not the individual's support system or their cast of supporters.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I think it's funny because, I don't know, when was it, 3 years? The shut up and dribble for LeBron. It's like, even that is, like, I just don't think people care as much as people think other people care about it.
But, well, with LeBron, I don't know, Curry to some extent, it doesn't piss me off, but I do think it's a little disingenuous that someone like LeBron James or Steph Curry or any one of these big figures does something like this, and then they're branded as, you know, pushing forward, I don't know, like they're speaking for a cause. Like, no, they're not. Like, LeBron James winning a social justice, like the Kareem Abdul-Jabbar Social Justice Award, that to me is disingenuous. Like, LeBron James has never done anything for social justice that has jeopardized his place or how much money he makes or the safety of his family. Like, that is what championing for social justice is to me.
Right.
I don't think Curry is putting anything out last night that is going to jeopardize his position, his brand. He's not trying to sell anything. He's not going to lose followers. He's not going to lose money. He's still going to sell shoes. He's still going to show up on October, you know, whatever date and be at Chase Center. He's not losing anything by going out last night. I don't think Steve Kerr is losing anything except for maybe people who already don't support him anyways, not paying attention. Like, The whole Republicans buy sneakers too, I don't think applies to either of those two. Either of those two people.
I hear what you're saying.
Like, they're not doing anything that is going out on a limb. So I can't say that they're championing for social justice or they're, you know, speaking for the right side of things, because that demands some sort of risk. There's no risk in what Curry did last night.
Probably not. I don't think there's going to be one Steph Curry fan who's no longer a Steph Curry fan. I mean, is it nice when I see pro athletes or a coach have a view that I share? Yeah, it's nice. It's good to see. But there are countless other athletes and coaches who have an opinion that I don't agree with, and all I'm saying is I don't value one and not value the other. I value both the same, which is very little. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's go to Don in Berkeley. What's up, Don? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Doing well, thank you.
Great.
Yeah, so I do care about athletes and what they say and what they stand for. I cared a lot when Colin Kaepernick took a knee and got ostracized for it, and that was an obvious bad move by the NFL, in my opinion, that this is a guy who deserved all these years to be playing football. I do care when Steve Kerr comes out and supports gun control, in part because he has such a personal experience with losing his father. I do care that Steve Kerr is a very thoughtful person who cares about social causes. I do care that Steph Curry is endorsing Kamala Harris. And I do think that there's some risk involved. Like, for example, when Curry said he wasn't going to go to the White House to celebrate a championship with Donald Trump as president, and Trump disinvited them all, that was a consequence. And I think, for example, if Steph Curry played for the Oklahoma City Thunder or someplace in a red state instead of the very progressive Bay Area, that there would be more consequences for this type of endorsement. I want to say one more thing about Steph and the religion issue. And I think Steph is pretty restrained. He doesn't come right out all the time saying God is great and God's the reason I thank that three-pointer from half court, like some of the people with these long field goals and John 3:16 and all of that stuff. I don't know what John 3:16 is. I'm not a Bible person, but I know God didn't make the field goal happen, and God doesn't make you win the game. And but I do think that I draw a line between somebody saying their political standpoint, which is okay with me, but trying to claim that religion is why you won the game, that's too much for me. So sure. Any thoughts?
No, appreciate the call.
Well, I'm glad.
I'm not saying, well, I guess I might have said nobody cares. I don't think a lot of people care. That's all I'm saying. But, I get people who do care, but I don't anymore.
The caller brought up Colin Kaepernick.
Okay.
And that's the difference. Colin Kaepernick had something to lose when he did what he did. That's what makes it so powerful. That's what makes it impressive, and that's what makes it meaningful. To compare what Colin Kaepernick did to what Steph Curry did last night is not even in the same stratosphere. That's why I revere Colin Kaepernick, and I do care about him doing something like that. But something like what we're talking about right now doesn't really move the needle for me.
Right. That's kind of where I'm at too. Like, to me, it happens so much that it's losing its oomph, if you will, when it does get done. You know, I'm also thinking about, like, Nick Bosa.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we kind of know where he comes. We kind of know where he comes from politically.
Yeah,
or at least did year. Like, I don't. Doesn't make me root for him any less. Like, I don't. Like, if that's what he believes, great. If Curry believes what he believes, great. Kerr believes what he believes, That's great, and I kind of get it because of his personal story. But I do think the days of outrage over somebody doing or saying something politically, whether you're a coach or a player, it's over.
I don't think it's over. It's never going to be over.
Maybe never over, but it's kind of over for me, right? And it doesn't mean that I don't listen to what they have to say. It just means that I think everybody's got a point of view, and people share it in different ways, and some people share it more than others. That's all. We don't have to go down this road.
Well, you brought it up.
Well, it's because you put it on the thread.
What are you talking about?
Last night.
Well, because we talk about things on the thread that don't have to do with sports.
We do?
Yeah, all the time.
Hold on. Which thread was it under last night?
By the way, a text between you and I is not a thread. It's a text message and in a one-on-one conversation. What I put in the group chat, that's what we call the vine or the thread. Me texting you because I was curious if you'd seen what Curry said at the DNC last night. That's not a thread.
Okay, what's the terminology for it?
A text. I texted you and asked you if you'd seen it. But lo and behold, Steiny, to many people's shock, you didn't respond.
That's because I put my money where my mouth is. And I just came out and I said, you know, I just don't, me personally, I don't really care that much.
People so saying you're going to stop texting me. He doesn't text me anyways. I'm like Curry. I got nothing to lose.
All right, so let me get this straight. You text me.
Yes.
It's a text.
Yeah.
I text you back.
Yeah.
It's a thread.
No, it's a response.
Oh.
It's just a text. But when we're in a group with Guru and myself and Ken and you and Carter and I don't know, anybody else in 95.7 The Game, that's when it becomes a thread. You know, because there's a thread of messages from multiple people that you have to go through. That's how I'd define it.
All right. So more than two people on a text is a thread.
Well, but when you're talking about the thread, oh God, we're going down a rabbit hole.
Well, it's better than talking about politics.
Again, you brought it up.
Right, and I'll end it.
All right.
And I'll end it. Yeah, there's no judgment. I'm not saying it's good, bad, or indifferent. Just bringing it up. It's like here's all it is. I'm bringing information to the table. Hey, you see Steph Curry last night? Just like I did on Monday. Remember what I said Monday?
What?
I said, I'm just going to provide information for some people. Andrew Wiggins is not going to China on a trip that was planned because he's got apparently another serious family issue.
Yeah.
Right. Now, people can go make a judgment on that. I didn't.
Well,
I just provided the information.
So people can make judgments.
That's right. That's right.
It's kind of like you're taking the easy way out, which is another thing that I texted you about that you didn't respond.
Which?
Don't guard us. Yeah, thank you. The easiest thing to do in our position or in general journalism, in my opinion, is to do a mailbag. It's lazy, and you agree with me. And I hate to open up this can of worms.
Keep this one to myself.
Well-respected people do this all the time, and I believe it's because things are a little stale. And so they need some stuff to talk about, and they're trying to understandably get their own opinions flowing about what they should write about or where it's coming from. But anytime you see the mailbag, just know it's lazy. I know it because I used to do it a lot. The easiest thing to do is ask for mailbag. Send me a question so I can answer it. Why? Because I don't have any to come up with myself. It's like if you stood right here and you said 888-957-9570, we're taking a mailbag.
Right.
What do you want us to talk about? You're telling on yourself.
I would love that.
Yeah, I know. You're telling on yourself because we got nothing to talk about.
Well, that's not true.
What?
I can talk about anything. It's just if I were to do it that way, it would simply be a courtesy to our audience to allow them the forum that they deserve. See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm.
I know you agree with me.
So what you're saying, Evan, is they should rename it the mail-it-in bag.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a five.
Okay. Okay.
I'm not saying mailbags aren't valuable. It does give the people a chance to ask their questions.
Okay. Well, why can't we do a mailbag on the other side where I'll just fire off questions to you about stuff and you can get, like,
well, the point is to ask the audience. So you would say, you know, we're going to line it up, whatever you, the Niners or, the San Francisco Giants. We're doing a Giants mailbag. No, we're not doing a Giants mailbag. We're doing a Niners mailbag on the other side. It's a Freudian slip.
I'll tell you what. We can do a mailbag on the other side. I'll give you three questions about Bay Area sports.
Okay.
And then you can create content.
But it's not for me. It's a mailbag. A mailbag is for the audience, right? Unless I'm a member of your
ostensibly.
Audience. Fine. You can pepper me with questions. I know it's. You, I don't know. I'm sitting in goose chair.
Yeah. Anyway. No, I'm not.
What if
going?
I throw them back in your face?
There's nowhere to go with this Curry stuff, people. There's nowhere to go.
You are just
informing. Yeah, and you know, I did a lot of research.
Well, you did say it doesn't mean anything to you. That's an opinion.
It doesn't mean. Yeah, I should have.
That's a judgment.
I should have said to me.
Yeah,
I should have been more clear about to me. You know what? But everybody's got these beliefs. It's just a matter of who shares them and who doesn't. Mm-hmm. Oh, we got mailbag coming up on the other side.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
How many mailbags would you do a year, by the way, when you were a journalist?
Well,
this is going to tell me a lot about you.
Not six. When I was a real journalist at the Contra Costa Times, the answer was zero. Now, when I got to NBC Sports Bay Area.
Oh, boy.
And they're like, yeah, we need this, that. Why don't you do a mailbag? Then I'd go, okay, I'll do a mailbag. Who's got questions out there? What then would end up happening, of course, is I'd get two, and then I would have to make up names and questions by myself and ask myself questions.
You reap what you sow, brother.
So ask it would be like the right question.
It would be like, Steiny, how come everybody thinks Steph Curry's this great player? How great do you really think he is, Billy, in San Rafael? And there was no Billy. But I could talk about Steph Curry and his greatness and tell Billy why he's wrong and why Steph Curry is one of the greatest of all time. So you can set people straight with a mailbag.
Mail Mets.
Yeah, it's the mail-it-in bag. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm opening up the phone lines, but not to political stuff.
No.
No politics.
Not that.
No Steph Curry. Can't talk about Steph Curry. Only that. He's waiting to sign that extension. He's got some ultimatums first.
Well, apparently. He's only got 1 year to decide on. Let's be honest. It's not a big deal.
He's got a couple months.
No, but he has to decide whether he wants to sign a one-year extension.
By October 22nd.
Yeah, but the extension isn't for multiple years.
Correct. It's for one.
1 year.
1 year. 1 year.
How big of a choice could it be?
It's a great question. I don't think much of one.
That'll
at all.
That'll be in the mailbag.
That may be a mailbag question. download the Odyssey app directly from our QR code on both YouTube and Twitch. Brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low-rate auto loan, apply online or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. That segment was brought to you by Express Employment Professionals.